forthcoming nuptials meant that Brother Brian's visit left no time for sailing, and sailing to the wedding was strictly prohibited by the powers that be. So in late January, Ian set off solo, setting north to Cowow in a cracking wind. At dawn the next day, heart in mouth, he set his course for Great Barrier Island, a trip that round here almost passes for ocean sailing. The wind was strong and, according to the forecast, would increase to almost unmanageable levels later in the day, but the solo passage should have been completed by then. And it was. Just 10 minutes after dropping anchor in Port Fitzroy, he saw Pam's plane pass overhead, and an hour later she arrived at the dock and he rowed her aboard. Port Fitzroy is a lovely extended harbour, well sheltered from the ocean outside, with delightful little bays, and we planned to doodle around together for a while and return as we had arrived, by sea and air respectively. But after a couple of pleasant days, we sailed up to the north end of Great Barrier Island and, because the weather seemed so settled, made a momentous decision to head down the other side, the exposed east side, where the next thing across the ocean is Chile. We continued in light and variable breezes and anchored in a remote and idyllic bay halfway down the eastern side of the island. We swam, and then afterwards saw a shark. We spent the next day ashore hiking, but disaster struck as we launched our dinghy into the surf to return to Beulah. A freak wave caught it, with Pam inside, slewed it broadside and tipped it over. Pam fell out, crashing into Ian, knocking him over. Copious quantities of blood, but whose? Ian had a bruised chin against which Pam had split her head open, the source of blood now identified. As the sea ran red, remember that shark? We sought a second opinion from onlookers. Some suggested shaving her head and applying butterfly bandages, but we chose the cold seawater application and wait-and-see technique. As the sun set that evening, the tail of Comet McNaught extended like a ray of sunshine from behind the crest of a hill to the Milky Way far above our heads. The next morning, we continued our circumnavigation of Great Barrier Island, and after a long but uneventful day's sail, dropped the hook that night off the Coromandel Peninsula in Elephant Cove, an enclosed rocky bay set inside a tiny circular islet that is not much bigger. We had done it! Pam had sailed all the way back from Great Barrier to the mainland, a feat we never would have thought possible. We pottered around for a few more days, including a day ashore at Coromandel itself, lunching on some of the tastiest oysters we've ever encountered. Finally, close to home, we stopped for a picnic dinner with our friends Neil and Karen in a bay on Waiheke Island. And that was Beulah's big voyage for 2007. There were a few more interesting sailing trips that year, including our usual jaunt to the Waiheke Island Jazz Festival, where we stayed with Neil and Karen in their batch. The week after the wedding, we again sailed to Waiheke, where Craig and Kirsten had rented a luxury batch with an infinity swimming pool in front, high up above the Waitemata Harbour. There we lived in the lap of luxury with them and two other families, old friends from Saskatchewan and new ones from Vienna. The guests arrived variously by yacht, us, and helicopter from Auckland Airport.